I can remember the meeting when Mike Hogan and I started planning this. And, you know, he was a terrific, still is a terrific state mental health administrator. And he got right away all of the important concepts that he asked us to come and do training in Ohio. And I said, you know, that's really not going to work well for you over the long run. It would be much, much better for you to develop an internal capacity in relation to one of your universities. And so, you know, all within 6 months, he started working on the plan to develop a center of excellence at Case Western, and lots of people from New Hampshire came here, and they came to visit us, and we helped get the center started at Case, and I had, you know, lots of good meetings with people from the and Mike or people at Case were smart enough to realize right at the beginning that it was a good idea to merge social work and mental health in the Department of Psychiatry, and to merge different disciplines, and to merge people who had backgrounds in addiction with those who had backgrounds in mental health. So, you know, I've always been super impressed that Ohioans, is that how you say it, Ohioans? And people in the Midwest in general have this sort of practical sense of let's do the right things and let's do sensible things to get things done. And that's really prevailed in the way that things have evolved here in Ohio with IDDT. I mean, you just have been much more successful than the states that have had grand plans and have tried to do fancy ideologically based things. Ohio, it seems to me, has proceeded with the notion that, well, we need to have a good, strong internal training capacity. We need to start with early adopters. We need to go one program at a time, and we need to collect some data and really make sure we're on solid ground and expand slowly. And that's just been, yeah, you living in Ohio don't realize how much more successful it's been than the things that other states have tried to do.